It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Today, focused on marketing and sales, our show brought to you today by our friends at Walsh College. And Cheryl, you were trying to help us redefine the sales and marketing funnel. Did I get that right toward the end as we were going out to break? I was trying to understand this issue of conversion. Can you give it to us one more time? You got your leads at the top, you're converting to me in this, generally, you take that lead, you convert it into a sale. That's the way I see the funnel. Am I seeing that right?
I think that attracting attention is what gets them into the funnel. And that first step that they take is the first conversion, getting them to take action.
Okay. And there's other conversions, right? I mean, once they take
Absolutely.
Action, they still, haven't made a dime off
well,
that.
Well, yes.
Okay, so when do I make some money?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that we can get a sale from a customer. It could happen online through the website. It could happen when we get them. If we have a physical location, obviously they have to come in and purchase
right,
something.
Right.
The way I help my clients create revenue, we do it right off the bat. As soon as we get visitors to come to our website and take action and sign up for some kind of value that we're giving away, and that could be a multitude of different things. Depending,
well, like for example, maybe a free ebook. I mean, might be an example. So you
could
give
be.
Them, so you attract them with a free offering. They
well,
yeah, come
we
in.
We want to provide
you give them,
value.
Yeah.
We want to build
right,
a relationship.
Right. Oops. It's all about value exchange, right?
I Absolutely.
Mean, so they're willing now to give you something. You give them something to encourage that. You've got now a hotter lead, right? A more qualified lead that I'm more likely to close a sale on. So at that point, my conversion goes up. I mean,
right,
now
we only want yeah, qualified right.
Well,
leads.
And you've right. got a relationship now that you're building.
Yes, right.
Okay. So we attracted them. So let me just bring it back down now, make sure we're all in sync. Tom Shapiro, who's still with us. Tom, you still there? Tom? You with us? And I know he's still. Yeah. Tom, you there?
Yep.
Okay, great, great, great. So Tom, we've been working on kind of talking about conversion now. We've got all these leads. We're talking about how we ultimately get to the bottom line and do some sales. And some tips that you gave us to at the top of the funnel to do better is content marketing. That's where you create a piece of content, put it out there, have a link back to your site. It's a way to draw the attention of customers in and increase that number of potential customers at the top. You mentioned PR. Whether you do it yourself, you put a release out there, you tell a story, something captivating and compelling, grabs people's attention. Again, you're driving them back to the site, right?
That's right.
More leads. And then you mentioned social media, out on Facebook. We can target people. We can do a variety of messaging there that, again, drives people back, increases our pool of potential leads. Now, Cheryl's told us about once we've got all those leads, we start working on them. We start to get a more qualified lead on the path to a sale, right? And we get a more qualified pool of leads by, for example, sign up for a newsletter.
Building a relationship, some engagement, right? Is conversion about building relationships and continuing to building more customer intimacy or prospect intimacy that ultimately leads to a sale?
Absolutely. We know from multitude of studies that people don't typically land on a website and take action and purchase something. We have to build the relationship. We have to build that, they call it the know, like, and trust factor.
Got it. Now, what happens if I have a product or service I'm out there right now today and I have a lot of funnel, I have a lot of prospects in my funnel, but I'm not getting any sales? Where do I find out, where is it broken? How do I know? At what point in my funnel do I need to figure out what's wrong?
Probably the value side of things. Coming from a place of service and building the relationship, keeping them in our funnel by helping them.
So maybe I don't have the right value proposition to begin with. I haven't done my homework up
front.
Either
the value could be the value proposition, could be the message,
the audience.
Right? Could
be,
the price
Who's
point.
Who's the audience? What do
right.
they want? What's
right.
keeping
But I
them
love
up
my
night.
Idea. I think I've got the greatest idea in the world. Everybody's going to want my idea.
So what about polling? I mean, are we doing any surveying or polling at this point?
Everything's about testing, right?
Right.
Testing,
yeah,
polling,
ask.
Learning what the audience wants. If someone doesn't buy, I can find out, again, was it the price point? Was it the message? Am I not clear about what I'm selling you? The value proposition, the value exchange.
Feedback.
Is it not
is
clear?
Invaluable.
Feedback. It's so, great. And there's tools out there, right, guys? Tom? Tools.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are many, many tools out there to conduct A-B testing, as well as what they call multivariate testing. You're going to need a lot of data in order to do multivariate testing, so you probably want to start with A-B testing. And with A-B testing, what you can do is you can test offer A versus offer B, or price A versus price B, or headline A versus headline B, or even just testing colors on the page. You can test any element on your page, and you should, in order to figure out what's driving conversions and what's presenting obstacles. Once you find a winner, then there's nothing stopping you from
right.
setting up another A-B test.
Right.
And so it's not that you do an A-B test and you figure out what works and you go with it. You continually A-B test. It's a never-ending process.
And I can start, one of the cool things about this whole thing you're talking about, these various tactics you've mentioned, I can start relatively small. I can deploy a tactic, see how it works, not have a major budget. If that works, I can, you know, pour more dollars that way, focus my dollars into the things that are working as opposed to not working.
And it really sounds to me also, Jeff, like you need to start with a plan, but you need to keep reworking that plan.
Right.
You got to test
right.
what works, go
That's
back
right.
and rework it. Test again, rework
Absolutely.
It. If a conversion tactic works, if it doesn't work, I need to rework it. So it's a never-ending process.
Absolutely.
And that's the technical side of things, and those are all extremely valuable, but I think it's also important to make sure we're having conversations with our market on a regular basis and getting it directly from them.
Yep, yep. And you know, guys, there's lots of tools out there that people can use. You know, let's say we're talking to small businesses here largely, so we don't have big budgets. There's tools out there that are really cost-effective, no budget, right, to start with. I mean, you can still do these things, right?
Survey widgets,
yeah. Okay. Give me some other.
Just send some questions to your market out to your newsletter. Ask them three questions.
Facebook posts.
I mean, there are things that people can do, right, to get the word out that doesn't cost a lot of money. Tom, what about, you know, I know you focus on online marketing, but let's talk quickly. I mean, a lot of the same basic principles. You use different specific tactics, but what about, you know, if I'm an offline business? First of all, do I need a website? If I'm a physical store, I'm not an online business. I have no e-commerce component at all. I'm an online store in a local community. Do I need a website?
Well, sure. You need a website. It doesn't matter where you are. What matters is where your customers are and what your audience is doing. And if your audience is online, and if they're visiting websites and if they're visiting Facebook pages, and you've narrowed your market to a highly targeted audience, then you should be doing exactly whatever is going to engage them and compel them to buy from you. And so even if you're a local bakery or a local pizza shop, if your audience is online and they're looking to buy locally made bread or they're looking to order pizza online, well, you better be there.
You better be there.
The store down the street is going
right.
to get the sale.
Even if it's just a step in the process where it's, you know, you might call it brochureware or just informational. There's no e-commerce capability there, but it's a step where if I either drive by a business and there's a compelling sign on the front of that business and I want to learn more, I'm going to go Google that business or,
right.
you know, and search that business and find out what they're all about. Boy, there better be a website there to tell me what it's all about, at least as an interim step to then draw the consumer into the store. Maybe there's even an offer, right?
Absolutely.
10% coupon, whatever it may be.
There's a term called omni-channel marketing, which has been very popular in the past year. And I think that it exemplifies what businesses need to do now. And it's mirroring the lives and the lifestyles of their audiences. And so, Jeff, you were saying that you search online. Well, then, you know, if you're a business, you need to be found online. And if you're going to certain websites, then I need to have some type of a presence in there, whether it's through PR, whether it's through advertising, whether it's through sponsorship. And if you're part of your neighborhood, your local community, then and I'm a local business, then I need to be part of that. Whether, again, that's through events or sponsorship or whatever might happen to be, you need to be where your audience is.
Tom, how critical is mobile right now? I've got my phone. How critical is that to the whole strategy right now of conversion?
Right. So mobile obviously is very popular. There's 7 billion mobile subscriptions around the world. So, you know, you're talking about the entire global population. 70% of people won't leave their home without their smartphone. That's insane. Think about that. 70%. It's hard to think of what else they wouldn't leave home without other than, say, their keys and their wallet. And so mobile is very large from that perspective. However, you still have to consider, is my audience looking to buy what I have to offer, or are they looking for the type of information that I have to offer while they're on their smartphones? And for many businesses, that's a yes. For instance, with a restaurant, absolutely. You know, you need to be very focused on mobile if you're a restaurant. However, let's say that you sell cement. Let's say that you sell, that you're involved in a deep sale that takes 9 months. Then mobile might not be as critical.
All right. Good information. Really good information. All right. So now we've got, all these leads coming in. We've deployed these tactics. We've got interest from customers. Now we got to close them. We're going to bring on an expert who's going to help us do just that. We're going to learn all about the best tried and true sales tactics that you can use right now once you've got all these leads. And even better, right, Cheryl, qualified leads. Let's close them. We're going to learn how to do it. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. Coming back in just a couple minutes.